This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 18th of October, 1954. The title of this lecture is Route 1, Step 15. This tape is 15 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, here we have R115. R115 repair pre-clears ability to communicate by having him copy many scenes in the physical universe. Says this step is actually the same as step R15, but it is run on a wider basis. The Thetan is sent around to various parts of the world and the universe and asked to copy things. He copies each one many times till he is satisfied that his copy is exact in all respects with the original in the physical universe. When the Thetan has accomplished this, he will be able to make things with adequate density and mass. Now remember, an individual will only shy off from being the effect of something when he himself can no longer do it. Got this now. An individual who can climb a temp post and walk a tight wire 75 feet from the ground without any net is not impressed by somebody who can climb a temp post and walk a tight wire 75 feet above the ground. He will sit there and possibly admire slightly, mildly, the man's technique in doing so, or something of the sort. It's a mild affair, you see. But he is not a heavy effect of it. Now, the fellow who can't do this sits there in the circus seat saying, oh, my, oh, he almost slipped. Yes, gee, I can't even see the wires that tall. And the fellow teeters a little bit, and you'll hear the whole audience go, wonderful to behold, isn't it? They can't do it. So the only thing wrong with cause-distance effect is the person who is convinced he can no longer do the thing. If he can no longer do it, boy, can he be the effect of it. You want to know what you can be the effect of it? Then just check over the things which you believe you cannot do. It's a simple rule, isn't it? Well, let's get the most basic thing about this universe. If you can't make a universe the same as this universe, if you couldn't copy this universe with the same density and mass, you would then to some slight degree be the effect of this universe, wouldn't you? All right, this is an exteriorized process. And what you do is you just have the fellow practice while exteriorized until he can copy things and copy them and copy them and copy them. You have him copy them many times. Make perfect duplicates of things? No. Well, this is another step entirely. You don't have him unmock the moon. You have him copy moons. Copy the moon until he's perfectly satisfied finally. You know, I could make a moon if I wanted to. Have him push the copies together and put them in his pocket or throw them away or put them in yesterday or do anything you want him to do with them. All right. Then this step consists of exteriorizing somebody and chasing him all over the universe, having him copy everything he can lay his eyes on. Now, of course, we had him doing that, didn't we? In R1-5, which is, say, he said, be 3 feet back of your head, the fellow says. All right. You see what you're looking at? Well, I don't know. I see all this blackness. You say copy it. If he'd said elephants, you'd have said copy it. If he'd said tigers, you'd have said copy it. If he'd said nothing, you'd said copy it. Follow me? Your immediate reply to whatever he said was copy. This is, of course, an extension of R15. To let a person out of the universe 100%. And you would just simply ask him to copy everything he laid his eyes on. But this time you would send him all over the place. Instead of permissively having him copy everything he set his eyes on, R115 varies. It varies like this. You would send him someplace and you would select something for him to copy. You'd say, all right, now I'll just go over the Sahara Desert. What you see? You see, I see the Sahara Desert, I guess, and so forth. You say, well, go find a camel. Okay, copy him. Make another copy, make another copy, make another copy, make another copy, make another copy of the camel and another copy of the camel. Now while you're copying, throw those all away. Now while you're copying this camel, make the copy of the desert around him. Copy the camel in the desert. 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 Now push all those things together and do whatever you want to do with them. Now copy the camel and as far as you can see to all horizons. And I'll make a copy of everything you can see now. Everything you can see now, everything you see, in other words, gradient scale, camel, a little more desert, the whole desert that he can lay his eyes on. Finally, you will have him backed off to a point where he'll be copying Earth. Have a copy of Earth. And finally, he'll get so good that he'll be copying Earth, and he suddenly remembers he's not putting people on there. He's not putting plants. There isn't any intricate detail in his copies, and he will repair this, and he will put more and more detail, and so on. You want to watch out, because you don't want two planets in this orbit. So you always have him push all the mock-ups together and have him put them in his pocket. Follow me? Now, you can start out with a grain of sand, and this is a picnic. You have him copy a grain of sand. And after he's copied this grain of sand a few times, he becomes aware of the fact that he's not making a perfect copy of a grain of sand. So he says, let's see now. It's actually got space in it. It's actually a cluster of electrons and protons. There's atoms. That's what it is. There's atoms in there. And they have electrons and protons. Let's see if I can copy this grain of sand. It becomes a complex pattern for him to copy anything. So he'll copy it. Well, if he really stumbles, just have him copy an electron. Copy another electron. Copy it again, copy it again, copy it again. Now copy an electron and a proton. Electron and a proton. Copy it again. Electron and a proton. Copy it again, copy it again, copy it again. All right. Now, copy an atom. Copy another atom. Copy it again, copy it again, copy it again, copy it again, copy it again. Copy two atoms. Copy them again. Copy them again. Copy a molecule. Copy it again. 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 You got that? Are yours whizzing around nicely? Well, they aren't. All right, let's copy that molecule again. Let's copy it again, 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 again. All of a sudden, he gets real proud of the fact. Now, you don't want to demonstrate to a preclear while you're processing exteriorized a bunch of cants. Because every time you demonstrate a cant to him, you tell him he's going to be the effect of something. You see, that which he cannot do, he becomes the effect of. Follow me? So, we have him in a bad state of mind the moment when we have him unable to do something. So we say, all right, now you copy that electron. Well, you can't find one. We'll find one anyway. All right, now copy it. Now copy it again, copy it again. Actually, these copies are very blurry. They're very bad. They are not sufficiently dense. They're unclearly seen. You could just start pointing out to him this wise. Well, now make one that's exactly rotating at the same... Oh, you're not doing that. Make one that's just exactly as dense. Oh, no, no, you can do better than that. Make another one that's exactly as dense. Oh, yes, I see what you were doing now. I don't think your mock-up there is very good of that original. Let's see if we can do it better. This guy from actually, the totality of copying anything, the totality of copying anything is simply the idea that it has been copied. The idea that one is seeing what has been copied, that's the totality of it. Well, all this would simply consist then of exteriorizing somebody. You chase him around, have him copy everything. Only you select what he's going to copy. You don't tell him how well he's got to copy it, and his mass will get better and better, always remembering not to let him litter up his whole universe with old copies. Always have him do something with these copies. He gets nervous after a while when he's completely surrounded by all these things. All right, you're pretty clear. Is going to get as well as he can change his mind about being an effect and becoming a cause. He could be then a cause or effect at will. He could be a cause or effect at will if he was willing to be the effect of any cause. If he wants to be the effect of any cause, he has to be able to cause any effect. A man will always be afraid of being killed so long as he cannot kill. Ooh, this sounds barbaric and wild, doesn't it? Only if a man can kill, he won't. It's only when he's prevented utterly from justice that he begins to think in terms of slaughter. Therefore, the greatest murderer in a society would be an unjust system of jurisprudence. If men had recourse to clear justice in all their affairs, they themselves actually would not much concern themselves with murder. And when courts become slow, crooked, fixed, unreasonable, without justice, the incidence of murder in the society begins to rise markedly, and the incidence of insanity begins to rise markedly. As long as a man could kill, he won't. You know, he doesn't care to. It's of no particular invitation. But when you make it forbidden, and then make it forbidden for him to have any justice, he'll go around trying to kill, believe me. It is the introduction of barriers and restrictions which make it necessary for a person to engage in antisocial activity. Actually, nobody is happier than a thing to engage in very social activity. You know, be very social, be totally social. You know, communicate in all directions, talk to everybody, and so forth. He's social. If you want to make somebody antisocial, which is simply put them out of communication, all you'd have to do was convince them that they couldn't be the effect of a lot of things. If I were, for instance, to teach auditors that they could not and did not dare be the effect of insanity and must at all times act very sanely, see, we'd have everybody spinning in. Why? We asked the guy to walk into the lion's cage, you know, with some psychotic, or process a normal businessman, other psychotics, or something like this, and we tell the auditor he's always got to act sanely. We make it impossible then for him to go through any action which would even vaguely resemble psychosis. And we would have him getting restimulated every time he audited somebody who was wild. Now, an interesting concept, just as a demonstration concept, not as a therapy, is restraining insane motions. Just have a person mock himself up restraining insane motions. restraining insane motions. If you had an auditor on your staff, for instance, who couldn't bear to come near or process a psychotic, that's a very indicated process. Have him mock himself up restraining insane motions. Have him do it again, and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. Or send him down, while exteriorized, to the local spin bin and have him simply copy psychotics. Now, do we have another use for this Art 115 than simply making a person build a universe? Therefore, it becomes a very, very important process. You make the preclear copy many times until he can get it in good detail, all the time, either using the mock-ups he makes to remedy his own happiness or otherwise disposing of them. Anything he is afraid of being the effect of. Preclear is afraid of being an effect. This is the formula. Preclear is afraid of being an effect, make him copy the original. Many, many times. And he all of a sudden doesn't care whether he's the effect or not. Because he can do it. He does not have to be afraid of those things which he himself can actually create. And you make him dispose of all of them to show him that he can uncreate them. So we don't let them stick around. Let's make the other point there. So if you had an auditor on your staff that didn't dare process psychotics, or he became upset or restimulated or very tired auditing, having go out and copy preclears, preferably in an insane asylum. Many, many times, copy each patient and inmate many times, and all of a sudden you've got somebody who says, psychosis, neurosis, who cares? He'll process them as wild as they come and as long as you want him to. The way to take a person from the E of cause, distance, effect over to the C is having copy it many times. You could have him do that in his physical body. A person who is terribly afraid of screaming can simply be sent out on the hill and made to scream. He screams and he screams and he screams. So he says after a while, so I can scream. So what? He doesn't care about screaming anymore. And the screams of others doesn't worry him. Do you know that the only reason a child crying worries you is because you yourself are not permitted to cry? So you can either mock up children crying with full sonic, you know, I mean, put the full blast in there, or simply sit down in the middle of the floor and cry. and do it for a while, and after that, the noise of children will not bother you. You can only be troubled by a truck motor if you yourself are not permitted to roar or race truck motors. Roar like one or race like one. You follow me? How do you keep an auditor from being restimulated? How do you keep a preclear from being afraid of all of existence? And how do you keep somebody from being eternally trapped in this universe? It's given you simply in R1:15. Okay.